Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. The term bit and bridle generally go together. After all, the bit is something man has used as part of the horse's tack since shortly after the domestication of the horse. My guest today wants to eliminate that with a bitless bridle. He says it'll go a long way to reducing bleeding and towards improved behavior. That's all on today's Trot Radio.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. Dr. Robert Cook is an accomplished veterinary practitioner. He is a PhD and professor of surgery emeritus at Turf University at Grafton, Massachusetts. Dr. Cook has authored more than 25 papers on the subject of bleeding in racehorses. It's widely believed Dr. Cook was the first to discover that horses suffering from nosebleeds were, in fact, suffering from bleeding in the lungs. Dr. Cook, pleasure to have you on Trot Radio.
Thank you.
In the interest of full disclosure, you are the chairman of a company called Bitless Bridle Incorporated, which produces, like the name says, bitless bridles, correct?
Absolutely, and I make no apology for that. My interest in this piece of equipment derives and has developed as a result of my interest in the research that I've done for the last 50 or more years. So it's a continuation of my academic interest and research and natural progression, in other words.
Certainly. Now, you list a litany of ailments caused by that one piece of equipment known as the bit. It's been around for 5,000 years, and you say its removal would result in reduced cases of everything from flip pallets to the number of cases of bleeding in horses. Could you elaborate on that?
Yes, the bit has been staring us in the face for, as you say, 5,000 years, but it was a mistake made in the Bronze Age, an understandable mistake, but the bit is neither needed nor necessary nor, in fact, helpful in communication. A rider or a driver can communicate more effectively if that bit is taken out of the horse's mouth. It's a handicap to communication, and it's a handicap to performance.
Speaking of performance, of course, there's a very big debate now as to whether or not LASIK should be used on race day. You argue that the bit itself is a very much a contributing factor towards bleeding.
Absolutely. I believe it's a major factor in the cause of bleeding. There are other upper airway obstructions that I believe can cause bleeding and do, but not as frequently as the bit. I think it's my opinion, having been working in this field for long enough, that bleeding is caused by any obstruction to the airway. It's a form of strangulation. And the bit is the most common and most ubiquitous source of that obstruction. There are some other diseases, like roaring in the horse, for example, which also can contribute and do. I believe the bit is the most common, and we haven't woken up, shall we say, to this possibility, and I kick myself for not having thought of it many, many years ago.
Well, tell us how the bitless bridle works.
Well, it works by a couple of loops around the head. It's one loop over the nose and one loop over the pole, and essentially it's a figure of eight design, and it enables a driver or a rider to communicate painlessly, but also more effectively and safely.
Could you give us some examples of how that improves the behavior of a horse?
Well, I think this interview only lasts 7 minutes, and there are over 200 reasons that I could give you.
One or two would be fine.
Shall we start with bolting, bucking, rearing, bulking, some of the more serious, head shaking, behavioral problems resulting from the bit, being caused by the bit. Drivers and riders, when it's first suggested to them that they may do better by dispensing with the bit, they worry about being bolted with. But the irony is that the bit is itself the most frequent cause of bolting in the ridden or driven horse. And it's the most frequent cause of accidents.
Now, so the thoroughbreds, Doctor, pardon me for interrupting, the thoroughbred bridles that I see, some of them tend to have that same figure eight alignment, but of course, there's a bit there.
Absolutely. No, is a bit, and in the standard bread, of course, there are, is often more than one bit.
Oh, yes.
There's the overcheck bit as well. And it's not a coincidence. I maintain that palate problems in the standard bread are even more common than they are in the thoroughbred.
What has been the response of the racing community to this? After all, we know that, for example, the thoroughbred community is a very staid lot, and you know, that might be a tough nut to crack, as would the standardbred community. What's the response been like?
Well, when given the chance, the response is good. I arranged for 9 trainers in England to carry out a training trial of the bitless bridle some years ago, and they all were happy enough to try it and gave me reports back, and I passed on these reports to the Jockey Club and to the Horse Racing Authority in England. The response to that trial was very encouraging, so people are willing to try it. The reason why they can't try it, of course, is to do with the rules of racing and the fact that the race rules require the presence of a bit. And this is what needs to be changed.
Could you not arrange either with USTA or the jurisdictions here in Canada to perhaps do some experimental runs, say, in a schooling race?
Yes, that can be done. That would be possible and certainly would be useful for the stewards and the jurisdictions to observe how well horses behave when freed from this handicap.
What's the response been like in North America, Doctor?
I haven't been pushing this proposal. This has come to the surface recently as a result of the recent discussions and debate over whether or not LASIK should be permitted on race day.
Well, pardon me, yes. It sounds like you're on the cusp of something revolutionary. It is going to be not without difficulties in trying to convince minds in our industries, but certainly something worth promoting, I would think.
It is. I feel strongly about it, and I certainly recommend it to everyone concerned. It's a way of making racing, both thoroughbred and standardbred, more popular in the eyes of the public. Fewer problems and fewer disasters in front of the television cameras and so on.
Dr. Robert Cook, it has been a pleasure having you on Trot Radio. Best of luck with any promotions you have with this new device. As I said, it could be extraordinarily revolutionary. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.